The Voluntary Community Heating Incentive Program was proposed for pilot in the Hamilton Acres subdivision near downtown. North Star Borough Air Quality Program Director Glenn Miller said the goal was to reduce fine particulate pollution in the neighborhood surrounding a school where winter air quality is often bad. Miller said the program was designed around neighborhood specifics.
There's an estimated 614 residences in that area that have solid fuel burning appliances. And based on information we collected on surveys, approximately 90% of those households also have another form of heating, such as a oil-fired furnace.
The program would have tapped $500,000 in state mitigation funds to cover about 30 bad air days. It's part of a larger pool of money used to cover the cost of a wood stove and boiler changeout program that helps residents upgrade to cleaner burning appliances. Fairbanks resident Dave Troop testified that it doesn't make sense to spend money on both programs.
I can't see paying for these stoves and then paying people not to use the stoves.
Another Fairbanks resident, Lou Brown, testified in support of the incentive program as one of the few options the borough has to curb air pollution, given a citizens' initiative that's banned borough regulation of heating appliances.
The children of this community are being deeply impacted. I mean, we have to do something. And if voluntary measures are all that's left, then I guess we need to go there.
Assemblymember Catherine Dodge said the incentive program presents a quandary about how best to use limited grant funding.
And as I calculate it, we could either change out 142 stoves, which would be presumably long term. We don't know exactly when that would happen. Or we can stop this 555 stoves from burning for a season, so provide relief to a neighborhood, perhaps educate a neighborhood about the power they have of their choices.
Dodge was among four assembly members who voted in favor of the Community Heating Incentive Program ordinance, which failed on a 4-4 tie. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.